87.
Last is on her. Manchmal bist du traurig und weißt nicht warum. Tausend kleine Kleinigkeiten machen dich ganz stumm. Du hast was vergessen, wie das ist, ein Mensch zu sein. Doch du bist nicht allein. Lass die Sonne in dein Herz.
Isn't that wonderful? That's Germany 1987. Right here on the Eurovision Showcase with me, Kieran Ari-Tussiot. That was Wind with Lass die Sonne in dein Herz, which means let the sun shine in your heart. It's a lovely song. And that came second for Germany in 1987, which was the contest in Brussels, Belgium. Currently the only one to have taken place in Brussels to date. I'm sure Belgium are definitely due a win at some point, you know. It's become a little bit of it's become a real shame, the fact that they're not not getting towards the top of the scoreboard these days. But, you know, perseverance is everything in the Eurovision Song Contest, and certainly now we've got, 42 countries participating, 41 countries participating, you know, all that type of stuff. It's not too surprising that for some countries, even like ourselves, you know, it takes a little while to win the Eurovision these days. And that's great, because competition makes it a much better television programme, don't you think? Oh, I hope so. Well, thank you for joining the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. We're Sundays at 5 here. And also we're at various times throughout the week on Switch Radio UK's Eurovision channel. Yes, indeed. Sadly, ESC Radio can't be played here in the UK, which is a real shame. And I don't know why, but it just seems to be not working on my tune-in or the Alexa or anything. So certainly the Switch Radio UK's Eurovision channel would be perfect for you if you're a big Eurovision fan and you want to listen to lots of Eurovision stuff. and you can't get enough. Right, so we'll talk about this a little bit more later, but if you remember, last weekend, myself and Rob went up to Cardiff for the OGAE UK Eurobash. And it was our first Eurobash, and this is basically a meeting where Eurovision fans can come together. We have a night, well, we have a day together, pretty much. Our table, out of 22 tables, won the quiz, which was amazing, and I got to see Katrina from Katrina and the Waves perform, and also this wonderful woman, and my goodness me, she stole the show.
Malta.
Yes, and we're going to hear Malta's entry in the year of
2005.
Yes, where they came second. So here is Chiara with Angel. Oh, she came second with this. She came third in 1998 in Birmingham with The One That I Love. And she also had a hit in 2009 with What If We. But here is the amazing Chiara from Malta.
Far away in a lost world.
This is Stefania from Greece, and this is my song, Let's Dance. Enjoy!
2021.
My heart was born a radical, electric and dynamical. I've never listened to the remedies, but no forever's, no eternities.
Forget the world below and deep.
for signs of life tonight, as we collide in black and white. Holding on beyond the night, for a shadow that feels right. Holding on beyond the night to you. If the dreams we made of fire, I will give a life just to live a dream again. Let's dance, all as dance, rock and roll dance. This ain't all as dance. Let's dance, oh, 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 oh. This ain't all as dance.
Take a deeper breath before we die.
Christina's Last Dance for Greece at the 2021 Eurovision Song Contest there for Greece. One of Greece's best results in recent years. They came 10th with that, with Young Stefania. Yes, and she was selected by Greece to represent them at the 2020 Eurovision Song Contest, which eventually was cancelled. The song was called Supergirl, and in my personal opinion, it was a bit naff. Let's Dance was so much better. But she was also part of the Dutch group called Kisses. Yeah, at the Junior Eurovision in 2016 in Malta, with the song Kisses and Dancing. It was so cheesy. Oh! If you thought Stinking Bishop was bad, you go for that. Oh dear. Yes. Right, time for a new single from a Eurovision artist. Yes, we're going over to Slovakia. Now, Slovakia withdrew from Eurovision in 2012. I was very, very upset, as you could quite imagine. Yes. So Christina is back. Yes, and she had the song Heroni in 2010. It was much loved by Eurovision fans. Sadly, it didn't qualify out of the second semi-final. The performance was very dark and a bit weird, and it didn't really work, sadly. Oh, sad shame. But Christina is enjoying the crystal blue ocean. Yes, the Eurovision 2010 star is flowing along with the waves and right into the heart of her loved one. The tide of love that carries us away, all the way across the ocean. Every part of my body comes alive in me. Oh dear. And when I merge with you like the ocean. Yes. And the radio edit of Christina's latest single is a cheery track with folk influences, which she influenced her song Heroni for Slovakia in 2010's Eurovision Song Contest. However, those who love ballads, the Slovakian singer has released a separate version of the song that slows everything down a notch. Oh, yes. So here is the radio edit of Christina's latest album. Oh, yes, yes. Oh, my goodness, me, so exciting.
Slovakia.
Yeah, thank you very much. And here we are. This is Ocean from Slovakia's Christina on the Eurovision Showcase.
Zimo tě začíná chcieť túto krásu, túto krásu. Viac ako sen, milovať ťa chcem. Otváram srdce, nech vojsť do ňo smieš. Stíchla noc aj nebo nad nami. Skúšame nájsť, čo nás naladí. Každá časť tela vo mne
Listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Ooh. summertime, wintertime, spring and autumn too. Seasons will never change the way that I love you. Oh, dances, romances, things of the night, sunshine and holidays, postcards to write, budding trees, autumn leaves, a snowflake or two.
Right, welcome back to the Eurovision Showcase. I'm Kieran Uri-Tutiot, and we are now joined by my delightful husband, Roberto Ingtons.
Roberto Ingtons, Kieran Tington doesn't work.
No, it doesn't, sorry.
Everyone at work called him Roberto.
That's a mean you thing. Yeah, well, how interesting. Or at least, you know, you feel familiar with each other.
Yeah, well, I've known him for a long time.
A long time. Oh, really? I didn't know that you were that old, Rob.
Yeah, I'm fairly old now.
Don't show it, though.
Although when I got my flu jab, the woman said, "Goodness, you're young."
Yeah.
And I was like, well, you know, it's because of my job I got it done. But I think also because the lady in front of me was 84.
Yeah, probably. did you enjoy OGAE's Euro Bash at the weekend?
I did.
Last weekend, sorry.
Tiring. I think I'm still tired from it.
But it was
good fun.
We loved it.
It was good fun. Yeah, made some new friends. And
yeah.
My favourite bit was when they had different people from the OGAE group singing different songs.
That was
my favourite bit. Yeah, definitely. I think that was really funny. And I liked the quiz because we won.
Kieran's quiz.
There was like 22 tables.
That's right.
And our table came first because Kieran's knowledge was just... I want to point out none of the reason we won was anything to do with me at all. But we did win the chocolates, which was quite nice. And I enjoyed
that. Yeah, box of celebrations I mentioned earlier. Yeah.
So what else did we do?
We did all sorts.
It was good fun.
Oh, we watched Katrina and No Waves. And also, Kiara was there from Malta.
Oh, she was a sweetheart, Kiara.
Oh, I know.
The food was a bit dodgy. The rice was incredible. The evening pot buffet was sort of, they had lasagna and curry and stuff, but the rice, it was like someone must have poured a load of salt in. It was a bit kind of, oh.
Yeah, it took us back a bit, didn't it?
It did a little bit, yeah. So I hope they feed that back to the hotel.
Yeah. Hilton Cardiff.
It was a lovely hotel.
I hope you're listening.
We weren't staying there. We were staying just down the road, but it was a lovely hotel.
Yeah, we stayed at the Jury's Inn in Cardiff. It was lovely,
nice,
wasn't it?
Huge room.
Yeah.
Huge room.
It was expensive, but...
We were snobs, aren't we? Someone said to me at work about wild camping the other day, and I was like, goodness me, a 3-star hotel is as close to wild camping as I get.
It is now time to go into the back catalogue of the Eurovision Song Contest. It is Rob's Random Request.
Yeah, we are terrible.
We are terrible.
We're just not very adventurous.
We went to a bunkhouse in Lake District, my friend Stag do, and we begrudgingly, it was a good weekend, but my God, did we want to stay somewhere that wasn't a bunkhouse.
Yeah.
But wild camping is pushing it too far for me. I need my own bathroom and internet television. and a comfortable bed so I can sleep in and read and things. Sheep on the outside, sort of putting their heads in the... Anyway, I better carry on. So this is my random request, as you all know, and I have a hat full of years and a hat full of countries, and I try and get one the song out of that. So I've just got my hand for the hat. The hand for the hat, the hat for the hand. Picked out, oh goodness me, the Czech Republic.
Okay, Rob, so they debuted in 2007 in the Eurovision Song Contest, and on their debut they only got 1 point.
Well, I'm going to have to try and pick a recent one, and ideally I want to pick 2016.
Oh, everybody would love that.
Love that song, I Stand. Gorgeous.
Yeah, it was
1975.
No, Czechoslovakia then. Okay.
1999. They didn't enter Czechoslovakia, did they?
No. They win the World Cup, though. In
2004?
Oh, we're getting closer. 2007.
1980.
Okay. Good run.
2021.
Oh, really? Okay, great. So we got Benny Cristo with Oh My God.
This didn't qualify.
No, the version that we're going to hear right now, so the studio version,
is fine.
It's absolutely fine. Live, it did not work.
He wasn't. He got quite flat, didn't he?
He did, and I felt so sorry for the poor lad because obviously he's been waiting two years to represent the Czech Republic, and then he all of a sudden he got onto the stage and it just didn't work.
That often happens, though. I think it's nerves, isn't it?
Yeah, but then with the pandemic and the cancelled contest of 2020, it was just like, oh.
I think if I was singing in front of 100 million people, I think my voice would sound very, very different.
Yeah, don't.
I thought I'd got a good voice in the first place, but I think it would be terrible.
Mm, I know. So he came 23rd. No, he didn't come 23rd. He got 15th place with 23 points. So he didn't do too bad. Well, it didn't come last, put that way.
Well, no, because Latvia came last in that semi-final, and that was a car crash of a song. Awful.
Uh-huh. Well,
awful, 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 awful.
I don't think anybody can argue with that.
I think it's what I find about her, that song, and the one she did in 2020, which didn't go.
Yeah.
When she's actually singing, she's got a wonderful voice, but she shouts. The entire song is her shouting. It's just awful. It makes your ears bleed. It's terrible.
Oh, darling.
Sorry, it's harsh.
Cruel. So, what's your random request? Remind me.
Czech Republic. You said Czechoslovakia then. That's you. Czech Republic, 2021.
Yeah. Benny Cristo. Oh, my God. This is a lovely tune.
Enjoy, people.
Yeah. Get up and dance.
Honestly, don't care. I'm happy you're here. I'm trying to make you smile for a while now. I'm like, oh my God, you're so beautiful. Why don't you come over and have it? Why don't you let me have it? Oh, I did a lot of dumb shit. A lot of things I wish I didn't do. Baby, come back, won't you? Babe, come back. Hey, whole world crazy. Is it crazy to love you? Oh, baby, come back, won't you? Babe, come back. That you're still too mad by them things I did, but I don't know what I did, my baby. You said you gave few pounds, you blame apocalypse. That ain't no apocalypse, long as you hear on my lips.
Don't you let me...
Benny Christo with Oh My God from the Czech Republic at the 2021 Eurovision Song Contest in Rotterdam, the Netherlands.
It is now time to keep you updated on the latest news from Europe's biggest singing competition. This is the Eurovision Showcase News with Kieran Uritotiot.
That is indeed. And Liverpool have teased cruise ships and campsite accommodation amid the Eurovision hotel spike hike. Yes. Have you seen what the people are selling their apartments for and hotels? It's crazy. Absolutely crazy. So I've booked a hotel in Manchester and I'll go on public transport. Or even if I have to drive, I have to drive. So be it. Oh, never mind. Yes, but as we know, Liverpool are going to be hosting the Eurovision Song Contest 2023, with the grand final set to take place on Saturday the 13th of May. Obviously, we've got the two semi-finals, which will take place on the 9th and the 11th of May, respectively. Yes, so that's going to be good. The whole city of Liverpool has really come around to the Eurovision Song Contest in some amazing reactions and a lot of positive thoughts, which is wonderful to hear. So it's not going to be just any old Eurovision, it's going to be an M&S Eurovision. It's going to take place at the Marks and Spencer Bank Arena. Right down there on the riverbank. Oh, how lovely. In other news, Spain's RTVE has received 876 songs for Benidorm Fest 2023. Yes! Not too shabby, is it? And Greece, ERT, their state broadcaster, has received 106 songs for their internal selection. Amsterdam, Eurovision in Concert 2023 tickets will be on sale soon. So keep your ears and eyes open for that if you want to do that. And there's lots of brand new music. As we already heard from Christina earlier, Blue have got a brand new single, as well as Cornelia Jacobs and also Måneskin. Yes.
For more Eurovision news throughout the week, please head over to our friends at Eurovoir.com.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Hello, this is Jamala. I'm a singer from Ukraine. And this is my song 1944.
This is Greta Salome from Iceland. And this is my song Hear Them Calling. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Ira Losko from Malta. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Walk on Water. Enjoy.
Feel the music. νύχτα που χορεύω σε σκιές και σε σκοτάδια κρόβατο μες στα αστέρια σε γυρεύω και στη μουσική του δρόμου σε ζητώ. Να μπορούσα να κλέψω το όνειρό σου, να καθώ στον πυρετό σου όταν λες το σ' αγαπώ κι όταν φεύγεις χωρίς σκοπό. Τόση δρόμη πληγωμένη, τόσες πόρτες δίχως άνθρωπο και φως, κάπου θα σε ξεχασμένη κι απ' τον ίδιο το δικό σου εαυτό. Να μπορούσα να κλέψω το όνειρό σου, να καθώ στον πυρετό σου όταν λες το σ' αγαπώ. Τον ήλιο να αντικρίσεις, μα το ξέρω θα δακρύσεις. Μα θα κλέψω το όνειρό σου, θα καθώ στον πυρετό σου όταν λες το σ' αγαπώ.
Het klikte zomaar weer, de tijd stond er.
I love that. That's a guilty pleasure and a half. Oh, yes. That was Maxine and Franklin Brown representing the Netherlands in 1996 in Oslo, Norway. Yes, that's the song Die Erste Keer. Or the English version was called From Way Back When. Yes. That's a good version too, obviously. And then before that, we had Christos Kahlo and The Wave with Hori Skopo, which was Greece 1990. Yes, now it's time for a request. We're going to go back to 1990. We are indeed, and a request from James Brett down on the coast to the east from where we are here on the Dorset-Hampshire border. Yes, we're going over to West Sussex and the far edge of West Sussex. Yes, we're going to Worthing. Hello, James Brett. Hope you're well. Hope everything is grand where you are. And this is going to be grand too, because I love this song which you have picked. And James has stated that it sounds like a Stock Aitken and Waterman single from the 80s and 90s. So I'd say definitely it does sound like it. And it's poppy, cheesy. The performance on stage was very energetic. And how on earth did Anastasio do these moves in jeans and tight jeans as well? I'm surprised there wasn't a rip.
Cyprus.
I bet some people were waiting for that.
1990.
And it wasn't me. Right, here is Malice Poli from Anastasio. Oh, this is cheesy but fun at the same time. And when we come back, it's time for the best of the rest. You're listening to the Eurovision Showcase with me, Kira, and Ari Tatias. Oh, yeah. Than all the rest. Oh yes, it is. It's time for the best of the rest. And this is a part of the Eurovision Showcase where we play a song or a couple of songs. Usually it's a couple of songs these days. Of songs that from national finals or even songs that were released by the Eurovision artists after they participated and or before they participated and thought, well, why didn't you send that to Eurovision instead? Case in point, basically the UK 2013 Bonnie Tyler, All I Ever Wanted from her album Rock Son Honey, should have gone to Eurovision rather than Believe in Me, because Believe in Me was not a competitive song. It wasn't in a competition environment. It just did not work, hence why we got, and she got 19th. So let's move swiftly on. We're going to have some... Oh, my goodness me. It can't be any more cheesy, can it? No, it can.
Germany.
Their national final in the year of... Oh, my goodness.
2001.
Yes. So, eventually, Michelle won with Verli Belit, To Live for Love. And, basically, there was a song that came second, which was sung by Joy Fleming, who was famous for representing Germany in 75 with Id kann nein, de Brücke sein, which we played last week, actually, and was performed by Alice Aranda at the Eurobash the Hilton in Cardiff, as we were talking with Rob a little bit earlier on. But this particular song, this came third. It's Lou from their entry in 2003. Remember Lou with Let's Get Happy and Let's Be Gay? Oh, she had this song in the national final of 2001, and it's called Happy Birthday. Yes, random, eh? So this could be used as an alternative. Happy Birthday Party from Lou and Band.
Baby, today's your birthday. And love is all that I can give. Cause I don't have much money, but we've got a life to live. So let's celebrate this moment, and I hope that all your dreams come true. I'll give you a little party, that's all that I can do. You.
Oh my goodness me. best of the rest, wasn't it? I loved Michel and Verli Belit for Germany in 2001, but my goodness me, wouldn't that have been amazing back in 2001 in front of all those people, 38,000 people in, is it the Parken Stadium? Yeah, oh gosh. Right, so let's move on to our second song of the best of the rest. We're going to go and stick... No, we're not going to stick with Germany. We're going to go quite close to home.
The United Kingdom.
And the national final.
1992.
Yes, Michael Ball's very own national final. This song came second. It was actually also covered by... Eurovision alumni from Sweden in 1998, Jill Johnson. She released this in English as well, and she released it commercially, where I don't think Michael Ball released it commercially, but it certainly was on his very best of Michael Ball albums. So here is Michael Ball with As Dreams Go By. Aww, sailing away on a cloud. It's a beautiful song, this. This would have been amazing at Eurovision too.
When the white bird flies from your heart to mine, I surrender every part of me to the tenderness. Could it be the wine in your eyes? Stars shine, and I'm feeling like a child again. It's taken me a little time to find words to say. Stay.
And the last bit of the show. Yes, it's time for Live and Kicking. And this week we're going over to
Albania.
Yes, a recent Live and Kicking.
2019.
Oh, yes. I'm going to like this one. So this is from Jordina. Malakai with Theutokos. Ah, oh, yes, it's easy for me to say, isn't it? Yeah, it's not at all. Enjoy. This is a masterpiece of a vocal. Coming 17th with 90 points in the grand final in Tel Aviv, Israel. That is Albania's Eurovision entry 2019. Theotokos. Beautiful. Return to the land. Oh, Letapaba. Yes, thank you very much. Big applause for her as well. Yes, thank you. And that's it for the Eurovision showcases this week. Hope you join us next time. And same place, same channel. Okay, so take care of yourselves. Arrivederci, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, bis dahin, bis dann, cognate, adios. Yes. And I'll see you very soon. Toodaloo.